And then I get there today, and you know my pet peeve is when people talk over you and won't let you finish your
What? What are you saying?
Sandwiches?
Sandwiches? Yeah, what no, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
No,
normally
I
sales
actually I
people.
what are you saying?
And this is why I don't like
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 241.
This is a podcast where two drunken punks play retro games for your amusement. I am punk number one. My name is Jared.
And I am punk number two. My name is Earl. And hey, punk, are you tough enough to master the moves to master me? This week, Revelers, we're going to be playing a little Tough Enough on the Super Nintendo. We'll see how this game is. I would doubt it's very good, but
I doubt that as well.
Yep. I know
very little about this game.
Like, what were they thinking with that title? Like, okay, Tough Enough, I get. Like, if it was the words tough and enough, but this is spelled T-U-F-F space E space N-U-F-F. Tough enough. It's the dumbest. It's just dumb. And the cover is just lame. Like, I don't know. We'll get to it. But before we get to Tough Enough, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going really good. I've had a good week.
Excellent.
You know, some school, whatever.
Yeah.
School is what it is. But at clinicals at the hospital, things went well.
Excellent.
You know, down in surgery still, or I was. I'm done now. This last week was my last week.
Like, will you ever have to go back there? Or
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure if I like wanted to, I guess I could. But you know, I got the comps and whatnot that I need down there, so I don't need to go back down there.
Like, but like. Like, you won't go back down there during your schooling, but like,
right, someday in working, if I work at a hospital, I'm sure I would, you know, work down there or something.
So like if you had a job as an x-ray tech, like you weren't a student, like you just had the job at a hospital,
right,
would you be like, are those people like, there's not one guy who's like the surgery x-ray tech?
No, I mean, there are
There are
a handful of there's like five of them at my hospital, at least, that only work pretty much down in surgery.
Okay.
But then people from upstairs, like a couple of them work down there just automatically, like once a week or something. And then sometimes it's so busy in surgery that they need to call for backup, like from up. So not everyone upstairs is capable necessarily of going down there or like has experience down there, but there's always at least one or two people on each shift.
Okay.
That are capable of, like, if they're swamped,
they need someone.
They'll call for backup and they'll go down there, just because sometimes the cases are, you go in and you set the thing up and you press the button a few times, you get, you know, your AP and a lateral or whatever, just to get them situated of where they're going in. Then they're like, all right, we're good. We'll call you if we need you again. But then sometimes for things like, you know, for most of the orthopedic stuff, so when they're fixing an ankle or a knee or a hip,
yeah,
you're in there the entire time because they need
to be able
X-ray
to see
guidance. Yeah. They need to see where they are, because those involve, you know, a lot of hardware generally.
Like, they're literally screwing screws.
They're screwing things. They're hammering nails down your femur.
Sounds fucking brutal, man.
It is. That's, yeah, surgery has surprised me of just how brutal it is. There's a lot of drilling and hammering into your bones.
Yikes.
So, wow. But yeah, I got pretty good at it. At least a few things, like some of the things I saw quite a bit. But I
Excellent.
Think, you know, some of the surgeons seemed to be okay with me and liked me.
Well, that's good. I would imagine they're like the are the surgeons like the easiest people to piss off? Like,
oh yeah,
yeah. The
surgeons, there. I mean, there's a few surgeons there that they even the techs were just like, no, we're not. You stay here. I'm gonna go to this room. He hates students and he will yell at you if you make even the slightest mistake.
I see.
He has no patience for students.
See, and that's garbage. That's a garbage attitude because like that guy's not going to be doing it forever. There needs to be students so that the work can continue. You know, like you might as well support them and teach them properly instead of being mad.
And that's how some of the good ones were definitely like that. They were patient with me. And then, I mean, by the end, you know, on yesterday, I did really good. The techs, all that were with me, was just like, I don't know, we're literally just standing here and doing nothing.
You got it. Nice.
There was this one tech who was like, I even considered just like leaving and going to do another thing because you had it in the bag.
Awesome. Awesome. So. Good job, Drew. Good job.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I had a good week.
Excellent.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I've had a pretty good week, I guess. Pretty okay. So a couple trials and tribulations at work, but that's okay. But yeah, I don't know. Pretty good week. We've been...
Aside from the bitter coldness.
Oh, my God. It's so cold. And my apartment is just the coldest. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I didn't put plastic over my windows this year, and that was the biggest mistake I've ever
made. Do you normally?
I normally do it in my room because I have they're different windows in there. Like they're old windows.
They never fixed those ones.
The entire building got new windows, and my living room got new windows. This was like 2 or 3 years ago now. But they didn't do my bedroom, and it's the only set of windows in the whole apartment building that are still the old style.
We can't do it right now. We'll come back later.
Yeah,
we need to do more than just replace the windows.
Because like I think actually I could have a lawsuit against this company because there's not proper emergency exits in my apartment. And that's what they need to do. Like, I don't know. It's a whole thing. They need to like dig a little ditch or like a hole so that the window can be like the proper height from the floor and I could still also crawl out of it and get out. Right now I have this step unit in my apartment that they're like, oh, if there's a fire, put that in front of a window and then you can climb out. It's like, what? Are you fucking kidding me? So I have to move a bunch of furniture in order to do that? Like, no, I don't think that's how a fire works. You know, like I don't know. Like these whatever. Anyway, it's freezing cold is what in Minnesota. It's like negative 11 out right now or something. This weekend they're
I think
predicting
like Sunday into Monday or something overnight. It's supposed to be like negative 25 degrees or something. And that's just the temperature. The wind chill will probably be like minus 40.
Yeah, they were saying minus 50 wind chills this weekend. So that like you can't even be out if you're outside for more than 10 minutes with exposed skin. That's like frostbite action there. So the many joys of living in Minnesota, you know.
I know. I was thinking when I was walking the dogs earlier. It's like Jesus. I feel like I have an ice cream headache right now.
Yeah,
and I have not eaten any ice cream.
Right, it's just so cold on your forehead. Although I will say, this winter specifically has been a little bit different. Masks really help with the cold. I don't know. I like having mine on outside because it like keeps your face warm.
True.
Anyway, though, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I've still been playing Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yep. I'm pretty close now. I thought I was closer before, and then it turns out I opened up another area of the map that I didn't know existed, and there's like three or four more levels in there. So
cool.
But I think I just have now one more level to beat, and then I'll go and try to conquer the impossible lair.
Nice. Oh yeah. Have you made any attempts at it?
I made one attempt when I had like 16.
Health
bees.
Okay, bees. We're bees.
We're bees. and I failed miserably.
Okay. How many bees do you have now?
38.
Oh, okay. So like you're basically, are you, does that mean you're basically
each,
invincible?
Each B is one hit you can take.
Okay, okay. So like, yeah, 38 yeah,
so
times.
I'll be
that's
able to take like 38 or 40 hits or something once okay. I get in there.
Nice, nice. Cool, cool.
Yeah, I should, I'll definitely have beat that.
By next week?
By next time.
Cool, cool.
And then I'll probably move on to the game that you, I think, were playing at least earlier.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I've been, well, smashing Animal Crossing as always. Also, more Slay the Spire. I literally cannot fucking stop with that game. I love it. I love it. It is, I did not expect it to grab me like it did, and it just has. Like, I love when games do that. and I've always, like, I've almost got, like, 200 hours in it now, like, or I don't know, 175 or something. Like, it's like, I don't know. Anyway, but also, as we record this very day, Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury was released. I'm actually really excited about it. I bought it and I've started it and it's super fun. Like, but like, it was a Wii U game and like 10 people had a Wii U, you know? So
yeah,
like,
I know.
Like, it's actually like,
I didn't even
fantastic.
Know this game existed.
I barely did either. And it's freaking great. It is. It's a little bit, it takes a little getting used to. The 3D aspect of it is a little weird. Like,
okay, because yeah, it's 3D. It's not side-scrolling, right?
It's
not like...
It's side-scrolling 3D, which is odd. You'll understand once you play it. But some of it is side-scrolling, and then some of it is, like, 3D, but it's not quite 3D like say, Mario Odyssey. It's like a little bit more controlled 3D, if that makes sense. Like, there's still a course that you're on. Okay. You can't just really go anywhere. Yeah, I don't know. It's odd, but so far I'm on level 2-3 or something like that. 2-4 maybe. And so far the level design has just been phenomenal. Like, I've really been super impressed. Like, each level has like a new thing that happened, you know, like I just played this shadow level where like you can see shadows on the wall and like it's like, oh, there's a star here, but why can't I get it? Oh, because I actually have to go towards the screen and go down this hallway that I didn't know was there, but I could see the shadow of it on the wall. You know, like, I don't know. It's cool stuff like that. You know, it's neat. I'm barely into it, so...
Right, it just came out.
It just came out, yeah. I actually bought it, you know, I started it last night because it really came out at 11 p.m. Central Time, you know, because it comes out at midnight Eastern time or whatever. Yeah. But so I started it last night, so it's kind of like when you boot it up, you know, you have the option to choose Super Mario 3D World or Bowser's Fury.
Because Bowser's Fury is a completely new thing.
It's a completely new thing. It's like a separate game. Apparently it's like 6 to 10 hours long, which is pretty good, I think, you know. But I didn't want to, like, it looks really cool. I love the art. Like, I just love the humongous Bowser and like, he looks awesome. And, but I want to play the original game first. Yeah.
No,
so, so that's what I'm doing. And it really, like, it really wants you to play multiplayer. Like like when you can pick between Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Toadette, I think those are, or no, maybe Peach is an option. I don't know. I've only played as Mario and Luigi so far, but I think like Toadette is like easy mode or something like that. I don't know. But, and I think you can be Peach and she like floats, you know, like Peach does. And Luigi jumps higher and, you know, it's like your standard Mario characters. But, I lost my train of thought. I don't know.
Wants you to play multiplayer.
Oh yeah, it wants you to play multiplayer. So like you start a level like you when you first load up the game, you pick your guy. Like, so I usually pick Mario or something, and I pick him. But then even when you start a level, it allows you to re-pick a guy if you want. But then also like gives you like 5 to 10 seconds to like, it's like, oh, are you sure you don't want to play with another person? Like, and I don't know. It's kind of, it really wants you to play multiplayer. I kind of want to try it online, but I feel like that's just not going to be that fun unless I'm playing with real friends, you know?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
But you can just play with randoms, I think.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
It does. But yeah, so I'll report more on Mario 3D World next week, but
most likely.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. I don't know.
That's my plan is to get that and play it.
Like, I had never played New Super Mario Brothers, which is also out on Switch, you know, and I have it. I just couldn't get into it. I don't know.
I beat that.
Did you? I don't. For some reason, it just didn't grab me.
I like that game.
Oh, I don't know. This one is grabbing me thus far.
This is the one you can like turn in. You get like a cat suit.
Yeah. You turn into a cat. You can like climb the walls, and you can. You claw people, and I don't know, it's fun. Or you don't claw people, you claw Goombas and turtles, but or Koopas, if you will. But
I'm not a cat.
Jurek is loving the lawyer who it is the funniest fucking thing. The lawyer who couldn't get his cat filter. Yeah, off his Zoom and talking to a judge. Like,
if you haven't seen it, Revelers, look up like cat filter lawyer.
Cat filter lawyer. It's fucking hilarious. It really is. He's like, Judge, I'm not a cat. Like, the judge is like, I know that.
I understand that. It's a filter. What you need to do is go to the little video thing and click the arrow.
The judge gives him instructions.
The judge knows how to do it.
This is so fucking funny. Oh, my God.
The guy just can't figure it out. He's like, I got my assistant here trying to help me. Apparently, he was using, like, his assistant's computer or something. Abby was watching something. They were actually talking to him now afterwards.
Okay.
And it was, like, his assistant's computer and her daughter was using it, so the cat filter was on.
Oh, God. It's so funny. Yeah, Mario 3D World. But this week, Drake, we are going to be playing Tough Enough.
We're going to find out if we are tough enough.
We are going to find out. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Actually, let's do it. I had the volume at the wrong place there. So I wanted the pipe to be a little louder in the recording.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
Sounded fine to me.
Okay, well. It didn't look fine on the waveform. So, I am opening all the wrong apps. There we go. Okay. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here, but I do a little digging of my own and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Are you, question number one, are you tough enough?
Probably not.
you are correct, sir. I'm just kidding. Okay, here we go. Question number one, tough enough, Super Nintendo. Let's do this. What are the four main differences between the North American version called Tough Enough and the Japanese version called Dead Dance, besides the name? So right. What are the four main differences?
Four main.
I don't know. That's what I seem to find.
Maybe I have. I think in the Japanese one, as you get, you know, weaker and get beat up more, you get like all bloodied your face and stuff, and that's not in this one.
Correct?
I think in the Japanese one there's more. There's like dialogue involving the plot and stuff, and that's not in this one.
Correct.
There's epilogues for each character, and those aren't in this one.
Correct.
And the box art is completely different.
I'm going to give that one to you, but that's not what I have. But
that's not what you have.
You are correct.
That is correct.
I mean, but the box art is always different between Japanese.
Right.
You know,
but it's even different. It's... The box art in even the PAL in Europe and Japan, it's the maybe I think it's the same. They actually got the box art from some like video game magazine.
Oh, yeah. That is
like was doing a preview piece on them, but they didn't have box art yet. So the magazine just made their own art for the cover.
And then Jalico
was like, oh, that looks really cool. Can we actually use that for our box art? And they were like, yeah, sure.
Sure.
But North America was like, no, we're going to come up with our own,
which is
widely regarded as like one of the worst box arts of all time.
It might be the worst box art I've ever seen.
Just
like
so terrible.
I mean, yeah, it's just so bad. But the fourth one that I had is that the setting was moved. So in the Japanese version, it takes place in 2000X. I think it's 20XX or something like that, or maybe 2000X. But in the North American version, it takes place in the year 2151.
Yeah.
Those were the things. Yeah, the cutscenes were removed. Or all the ending cutscenes were removed.
Yeah.
There's no dialogue. Before each battle or whatever, there's like a little you can't beat me or, you know, whatever it says.
It's like a whole crazy plot involving, well, I'll talk about it when I get into it, but that basically in the North American one was just like, you don't know any of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This one is kind of obscure and I'm not actually positive I'm correct on this, but, here we go. Question number two. There is one other change that was made between the two versions, but this change only happens if you change a game setting. What setting do you change, and what is subsequently changed about the game?
I don't even know how to make a guess.
Oop.
On this one.
Whoops. There we go. Yes. Okay. So, in the Japanese version, there's a mode called Deathmatch, or Deathmatch mode. In the North American version, and this is from what I understand, the same mode is called Deathmatch. However, in the North American version, if you set it so the timer is on infinite, it changes Deathmatch mode to be called Fatal Contest instead.
What?
Yeah, and nobody quite knows why this is the case, but if you set the timer to infinite mode or to infinite, it will change the name of the game mode. And I don't know. That's just a little thing I read, and I couldn't find much more about it. So I'd like to test it when we play.
And that's
this.
On the North American.
That's version. On the North American version. Yep. In the Japanese version, it's called Deathmatch, and I think it is in the North American version, unless you change the time to be infinite. And then it's called Fatal Contest.
Yeah, I mean, so, that just sounds like a fancier way to say deathmatch.
Well, it does, but also, like, why would they even like put that in there? I don't know. I just thought that was like a weird little fact. So that
lots of things about this game seem weird.
Yep. Yep. Okay, so you are 1-2 here, Drake. 1-2. Question number 3. It's apparently much more obvious in the Japanese version, but many of the characters in this game are clear knockoffs of characters from what manga?
From what manga?
Manga? I don't actually know how to say that word.
I mean, I think either way.
Yeah. There's a manga, and apparently many of the characters are pretty clear knockoffs from this manga.
Jesus.
You'll never get it.
Okay.
I don't think.
I have no idea.
Okay. This is a manga called Fist of the North Star.
Oh.
Do you know Fist of the North Star? Oh.
I think I've actually heard of
it. Oh, okay. Well, apparently.
I never would have guessed it.
Yeah, yeah. It's from Fist. Most of these characters are from Fist of the North, or they're knockoffs of Fist of the North Star. It's mostly apparent in their motivations and personalities, and not so much in their looks or special moves, is what I read, or special techniques or whatever. Because I think in the manga, they have special moves and stuff too, but the plot of the game is also fairly similar to some plot lines from the manga, especially Zazie's ending in the Japanese version. Zazie right. is one of the characters. The character names in this game are dumb as fuck. Like, this game is dumb. We haven't even played it yet. And I'm
played it.
Yeah. I don't know. Who are you yelling at, Abby, over there?
No, my dogs.
Okay. Are they fighting or what?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
They look like they were about to.
They were about to. Okay.
My dog, Marla's just protecting her squirrels.
I see.
From the little one.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. Fist of the North Star manga.
Fist of the North
Star. So you were 1-3. 1-3. 1-3 this week, Drake. Not too shabby. Drake, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Tough Enough on the Super Nintendo? I almost called it Fist of the North Star.
Tough Enough.
Tough.
Enough, sorry. was released in 1993. Developed and published by Jalico. The director of the game was Yuki Arai.
Yuki Arai.
We don't know what they've worked on.
Okay.
And the composers are Yasuhiko Takashiba and Suguru Ishida.
And do we know what they've done?
Nope. No clue.
All right. Well, should we listen to some of their jams right now?
Let's do it.
And we're back. Yep. It's music. It's definitely video game music.
I don't really even know what to say about
it. I don't either. It's garbage.
It's very
generic. Yeah.
Generic. Like, it was just, there's nothing really going on with it. It's just kind of there.
See, like, this whole phenomenon that's happening on this show right now is very weird. Like, we are judging this game super hard by its title and cover. And yes, we're not terrible. I know,
judging a book by its cover.
I know, but also we listen to the music and it's not that good. And like,
right, we listen to it, so we it's not like we were just like saying the music's bad and we haven't
based
even
on
heard
the cover.
It.
Actually, I know that's true.
We actually heard the music, and it's not good.
I know, but like, I'm pretty sure this game is not going to be good. Based
it might
on
be.
It
I
might
mean,
be.
It looked all right. It looked serviceable. I watched a little bit of.
I believe I actually have played this before. It's not the game I'm thinking of. There's this generic fighting game. Maybe it is this one. I don't know. It's where you're just like guys. Like, it's not even, there's not, like, they don't even have cool names like Louis Kang or Scorpion, you know, like they're just like dudes. It's like Steve versus Jeff, you know, like, I don't know. But I can't think of what it's called. It's like Pit Fighter. Pit Fighter is what it's called.
Oh, Pit Fighter.
Yeah.
I love Pit Fighter.
You love Pit Fighter? It's like,
well, I played Pit Fighter 2 back in the day on my Game Boy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I liked it back then. But yes, it is generic as hell. And
yeah.
You're just guys and you're just fighting. You're punching and kicking. There's nothing. There's no super moves or special moves as far as I remember.
When you were like, should we play Tough Enough? Or we were talking about this game a few weeks ago, too. Like, in my head, Pit Fighter was the game I was thinking of. So maybe I actually haven't played this game. I don't know. I don't know.
Because there's definitely special moves in this.
Yeah. So I don't know.
But it's a fighting game. It's very clearly inspired by Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
It wants to be Street Fighter.
Now, wait a minute. Is it a fighting game? I read a thing that said it's a beat-em-up.
No, I saw something that said that, too, but it's very much just a one-on-one fighting
game. It's one-on-one fighting game. Okay.
It takes place in, what, the year, like, 2151 or whatever, and it's like a post-apocalyptic world where... fighting against each other has become so big that the best fighter
is the
like
ruler of the world.
The ruler of the world. So this guy named Jado is the fighting king, and he's got some crazy armor or something, and he's built himself a tower, and he has six other fighters in that tower on different levels, and he starts like a worldwide, I don't know if he does, but or something. There's like a worldwide tournament to find the best like fighters, and those are the four characters you can choose from in the game.
Okay.
So the story mode originally, though, then those four characters, first you fight amongst them in a tournament, and then the winner of that, which theoretically is whoever you are playing as, goes to the tower and fights through the six other bosses, and then you fight Giotto at the top of the tower to become the new fighting king.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
But that plot is covered through, I think, dialogue and stuff in the game that's completely wiped from the North American version.
Yeah, like, it's not even in there. Like, it's, like, so there's no point. Like, maybe...
So I don't know if that stuff is covered in the manual.
In the manual, it might be. It might be. You're right. You're right.
But yeah, essentially, it's a fighting tournament. You're trying to become the new fighting king in the future.
Okay, the new Giotto. Giotto, so, yeah. Or Jado? It's Jado.
Jado,
yeah.
It's
J-A-D-O. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And I forgot to look up there. So normally when you start this game, you only have four characters to choose from, but there's a code to get the other seven characters.
I actually read that too, and I also forgot to look it up, but I've got Game Facts up right now. So okay. I just looked it up while you were talking. So, but I don't see a code to do that.
Really?
Oh no,
it should be
no,
a boss
just kidding.
Code.
Play as bosses in the two player mode. Never mind. It's right here. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but it involves hitting the reset button. So I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. Yeah, I bet we can't. Anyway, well, we'll try it. Well, I don't know. Is it time?
It is time.
Oh, God, I keep going to the wrong thing. There we go. Well, let's get to it. I think we better take a shot first, though.
Absolutely.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indubitably.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Oh, my God. Okay. That one, I sucked that one down weirdly. I don't know. I like sucked it down instead of let it flow down. If that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking over at my wife as she's just drinking wine right out of the bottle.
Yeah, Abby, get it.
And it's not like a little, but it's like a full size bottle of wine that she's just like taking swigs off of.
You should get her a brown paper bag so she's doing it properly. I mean, come on.
Yeah, at least like brown bag it.
Bag it, or put that wine in a Diet Coke can.
Yeah, then no one knows you're drinking it. Right. You drink it out of a Coke can.
That episode of Always Sunny, and their yeah. lips are just all purple. Like
they're at like a therapist or something. She's well aware that they're all drinking wine out of a can.
Oh my God, funny shit. Anyway, let's... Let's play this fucking game. Let's find out if we're tough enough. Let's do this. Let's get into it. All right. I feel like I'm going to be tough enough for sure. I don't know about you, though, Drake. I don't know.
I'm always tough enough, man.
That's true. I feel like you probably are tougher than me. So, oh, here we go. In the year 2151, the war to end all wars broke out. That war nearly destroyed the entire planet. The Earth became a barren and desolate place where only the strongest would survive. All right, I'm done with this. just like that was one paragraph of the Star Wars scroll, and I had enough. Yeah. I had enough. I could be tough, but I probably just have had enough. okay, so is different.
Should we play the story very briefly?
I don't think so. All right,
at least a little bit, so we each get at least a turn, like figuring out how to play the game a bit, and then we'll fight each other.
This is a weird menu. It brings the one you want to select. It's like there's three options, and it's a triangle of options, and it brings the one you want to select down to the bottom of the triangle. Like it's, I don't know, it's weird. Anyway, it's an upside down triangle.
I'm just curious what the story. Let's do the story.
Story mode. All right, let's do it. Let's just start it up here. Okay, so we'd be Seo, Zazie, Kotono, or Vort.
I don't know what his name is because the middle letter is blocked by him.
He's blocking it.
I literally cannot read.
I think it's Vorts. Vortz.
Or is it Vaunts?
Oh, it could be Vaunts. You're right.
It looks like it could be an N.
I think it's Vorts. I guess we could look on Game Facts here. But anyway, who should we be? Let's be... I kind of want to be this guy, Zazie.
All right, let's be Zazie.
Let's be Zazie. Zazie, what a weird name. Vorts. It's Vorts. We're going to fight Vorts. He's 31. Vorts. He's from Holland. His weapon is his great strength.
Okay. Yeah, so it starts off, and yeah, like I said, you fight amongst the four of you in like a tournament.
Tower. Oh, here we go. Okay.
And then you go into the tower if you can beat them first.
Okay. This is definitely not Pit Fighter. I thought this was Pit Fighter.
This is very much trying to be Street Fighter based off the
totally is trying to be Street Fighter. Graphics
and even kind of the slight, you know, you hit them and there's kind of a slight pause as you're like, you know, getting hit or whatever. It looks very Street Fighter-ish, but like a poor man Street Fighter.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, he got me. No, he didn't.
Not quite. It's close though. If he hits you one more
time. I almost had
it's
him.
Even got the
This is exactly Street Fighter. Like this.
I don't know if even, he made a noise
even the font is the same when it said you lose.
Oh, it is. Like bout. Second bout.
Yeah. Bout. It's a fight. Let's fight. We're not bouting.
Seriously,
here.
This is very much like how do they not get sued?
I don't know. Like this is
so
I feel like I'm
it
I'm
it seems like it's just built like they just stole the Street Fighter engine.
Yeah, it seems like I'm DJ fighting Zangief right now. Yeah, like
that's what it looks like. I think if I didn't know, wow.
He fucking wrecked me that time.
Like, if I didn't know what this game was and I just walked in on somebody playing this game, I'd be like, what Street Fighter is this?
Yeah.
I don't recognize these characters.
Oh, here I can. Oh, look, you can do a replay frame by frame. That's actually a really cool feature for a fighting game because you can learn from this. Like oftentimes
you just, dove in and elbowed you right in the face.
Oh, but I see. It's only like the replay of like the best move.
It's the replay of the last.
It's
like,
the last move. But you can play it frame by frame, which is kind of cool. Like often I will do things frame by frame in Smash to see how they actually work. You know, like or you know, because you can do that in training mode. This is like a weird version of it. Okay, sorry. I'll stop frame by framing here. Let's see. How do I give you control now? What do I have to press here?
You go over this every goddamn time.
Do I continue or do you want to be Zazie?
Yeah, no, you can continue.
Okay. We do go through this every time. I think I press these buttons and then I press this.
You sure do.
Okay, there. I think you should have control now.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Now I guess I'm fighting Vorts.
You're going to be Zazie versus Vorts. This is the ultimate showdown here. So... Don't mess it up. I messed it up. Vorts
sure did.
Vorts fucked me
first
up.
First bout.
I didn't actually... All I was doing was mashing buttons. I didn't even attempt to do like a down forward, you know, like a sub-zero freeze or a shoryuken, you know, like or like forward down diagonal. Like, are any moves working? Or I might have read a thing where you have to actually like unlock moves in this game. Is that?
Well, there's. Oh, I got my ass kicked. I don't know if you have to. I don't think you have to unlock them. There is at least one special move for each character because I did read that. Yeah, as you progress in the story mode, there's almost a slight RPG mechanic that your special move gets like upgraded and stronger as you go on.
Oh.
And like it'll, you know, if it's a projectile, it gets like bigger and more powerful as you, the more fighters you beat and stuff.
I see. Okay. I'm looking up some moves here. I'm going to find Zazie.
Ah, damn it. I had him with just a sliver left.
Here he is. So, okay. Oh, I have no idea. Oh, forward and back must be F and B. I would guess.
So.
Are you going to do a frame by frame replay or
of him
destroying you?
I just needed to hit him.
I know, but
one
like
more time.
Like in Mortal Kombat, in that situation, what just happened? That was the perfect uppercut situation.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody knows that an uppercut is down and high punch. You know, like
and then I had him, but see, he blocked me.
He
as
did.
I shot
oh
him.
Man, what's block? Is it?
I think
must
it's
be
just
back.
Back.
Like Street Fighter. It's the exact same. Okay. Oh, Zazie has no command moves. He has. Oh, I don't know what I don't know what the difference between command moves and special moves is.
Hmm. Nor do I.
Oh, quarter circle forward and punch is a thunder spark. I don't know. Here, can I try again?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't.
I didn't continue.
That's okay. We'll try a different guy maybe, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. I forgot what I was supposed to do. Okay.
Just switching back to you.
Should we check the options for a second here? And like we were playing on normal. Let's just
change it to easy.
Let's just ease it up. Just to see.
A little bit.
All right, here we go. Tough enough. We're starting. Okay, we were Zazie last time. Are we going to story again? Let's do it one more time, yeah? Or should we just fight each other? What time? How much time do we have? We have like 10 or 15 minutes.
They're short fights.
They are short fights. Let's story mode one more time.
All right. Earl, I have a discussion question.
Oh,
for you
do? Okay, hang on. Before you give it to me, let's pick a character. Should we try Kotono, the girl?
Sure.
Kotono. She looks badass. She's got like these knives.
Yeah, she's got like knives in her hand.
Okay.
Seems unfair.
It does. The other guys don't have weapons. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sio's weapon is his bare fist.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one guy's weapon was his great strength.
Yeah.
This is his bare fist.
And
Kotono's got fucking knives.
Fucking badass sweet knives. That's what
it
says.
Let's see what your great strength or your bare fist have to against knives.
Oh, my God. Like I can't.
Nothing.
Nothing. I did a move.
Oh, you did something there.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, look at that.
That's like how'd an anti-air. Oh, block.
Oh, God.
Oh, I blocked it. Yeah.
Hadouken.
Yeah, he literally just Hadouken'd me.
He's clearly just
this is a
Ryu.
Ryu clone, Ken clone.
Yeah.
Same thing. I can't, like, my entire life, Ryu has been Ryu.
Me too. That's why I just said Ryu.
I know.
I'm aware that it's Ryu.
I know, but
or whatever,
since
but.
I started playing Smash, like, because he's in Smash, he's Ryu, because that's what the guy says when you pick him. He says, Ryu, you know?
Nah, he's Ryu.
I know that, but, like, I can't now. Yeah, it's ruined for me. Smash just ruins everything. Also, I did beat him that time because it's on easy, I think.
You did beat it. Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, okay.
But he's kicking your ass now.
I know, but you can anti-air him. So if he jumps at you, you press forward, or no, back forward A. Now he's kicking my ass, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He just wrecked me. I only got him like a quarter
three.
Of his life there.
Yeah,
you
barely hit him.
What is your discussion question, Drake?
Okay, so I have not come up with this discussion question on my own. I've seen it on Twitter. Apparently it's are you familiar with what Rooster Teeth is?
Not at all.
Okay. It's a it's like a YouTube gaming like conglomerate.
Okay.
So it's a big company that has a bunch of different branches essentially that they made it big in the like Let's Play world.
Okay.
Like huge.
Okay.
I mean they're like a multi-million dollar like company. Just
okay.
Based off like YouTube Let's Plays. But there's some, I don't know what, I think it's one of their offshoots had a show and they had a discussion and it intrigued me. And apparently it's like, I've seen multiple tweets about it. It's like, this is just like tearing Rooster Teeth apart, this whole conversation. So the question is, if you have a piece of lasagna
yeah.
And you put a second piece of lasagna on top of that.
Do you have one
piece?
Do you
piece? Now have one big piece of lasagna or do you still have two pieces of lasagna?
I would say that
because it's a layered thing.
I
so
know.
You just added more layers to it.
Okay. You have, if you have two pieces of lasagna and you put them on top of each other, you now have one piece of lasagna.
I
feel like that is absolutely fact.
That's kind of what I'm thinking because it's all about the layers.
It's all about the layers. Like, it's all about the layers. Like,
if you stack two pieces and somebody I saw earlier on Twitter brought up like if it's two pieces or something or two lasagnas that have already been cooked and then stacked. You have two lasagnas, but if they're not cooked yet and you stack them, like if you have two frozen lasagnas
and then
that you stack on top of each other and then you cook it, then yes, it is one big lasagna. One.
I don't know.
But okay. I think either way, it's you have one lasagna.
Also, though, on a lasagna, like, you know, you've got your flat noodle, then you've got like some ricotta cheese in there or something, you know, like you got like layers of stuff, right?
Right.
But the top layer is usually what, like mozzarella or some kind of cheese, you know, like.
Yeah, but I mean, the way I make lasagna is all the layers, even the very top, is still the exact same layer as anything that's below it.
Okay, I was wondering, like, I'm gonna be very honest with you. I've not made a lot of lasagnas in my life. Like, I've made frozen lasagnas certainly, but it always seems like. Like the top layer of cheese is different than the middle layers of cheese in those, you know, and like, or like and if you order lasagna at Olive Garden or something.
Right. And I think that is the case with some lasagnas. I feel like the way I make lasagna, I would consider it one lasagna.
Okay.
Because it is, I mean, generally I'm cooking a vegetarian lasagna.
Right. But where I was going with that is like, maybe it's one lasagna if you pull off the top layer and then combine them. You pull off the top layer of only one piece, and then that's the bottom piece, and then another piece goes on top, and then it becomes one piece. But
no doubt.
But if the top layer of cheese is also in the middle somewhere, then maybe it's two pieces. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I do, you know, the noodles, then I do some ricotta and some sauce and vegetables and mozzarella on top of those vegetables, then noodles, then ricotta, sauce, vegetables, mozzarella.
Then that's the top.
That might be.
Yeah. I feel like there's two layers
of noodles.
Yeah, two layers.
Maybe three.
No, three. Right. There's a bottom.
I guess really the top layer. Actually, maybe it's just vegetables and then cheese. Okay. Abby's trying to signal something to me. I don't know what it is.
Is she telling you to steal second?
You might be.
Okay.
She grabbed her ear and then...
And then did her brim of her hat and then did the sign of the cross, which is weird but effective.
Well, all of those signals are just distracting you from what the one real signal
I know.
Is.
The real...
At least that's how it was. It was like when I played baseball, I think it was... If he
did across his brim,
touch it, or maybe it was if he touched his ear.
Mine was always the ear. It was always when you touch your right
but
ear.
So he would always do a bunch of different things, like every time. But if it didn't involve the one that told me to steal, I wasn't stealing.
You don't pay attention. Yeah, I like it.
I got the sign to steal because I was fast.
You fast son of a bitch. I was slow as fuck. I never got the sign to steal.
I was fast. I stole a lot of bases back when I played baseball.
I got the sign to steal sometimes. Revelers, this is going to be a little backstory about baseball and being a kid. But... I was never the world's greatest baseball player. However, I was always on the world's greatest baseball team. And that was because my neighbor, who lived just down the block from me, was the guy who ran the entire baseball league in our city. And so he got to handpick his team. But I also happened to live a block away. So I always was one of those...
So he just knew you.
Yeah, he knew me, and he put me on his team. Always. Always.
Suck at this game.
Dude, everybody sucks at this game. I lost on easy as well. I did manage to win one. I managed to win one round. I find blocking is key in this game. You have to block. I also wish I knew how to, like, string anything together, but...
I know.
it's pretty hard. Oh, you threw him!
Oh, I threw him.
Yeah, I think if you press forward and punch or something, or forward.
Yeah, forward and like fierce punch.
What's fierce punch? X. I don't even.
Oh, I kicked his ass.
Oh man, you had.
Yeah, so I read on Wikipedia that it's you know, there's four buttons essentially. Is all you have, and you have a normal punch and a fierce punch and a normal kick and a fierce kick.
Okay, so R and L don't do anything.
I don't think so. Right. I have not pressed them. No, nope.
I was pressing them, but I want to press them to block. When I play fighting games now, my smash instincts kick in, and I want to play the same, but it's not the same.
You can't play it that way.
No, like
no game is like Smash.
I know. It's so different. And it's like it's a platform fighter, which is different than a traditional fighter like this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's jumping. Well, not that there's not jumping in this, but
it's clearly jumping. I'm jumping but, all around, but there's all nimbly bimbly.
Platforms that you can jump on, you know, in Smash.
Yeah.
Also, it's fundamentally different because you try and knock someone off stage in Smash rather than deplete their life, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you're the seventh best fighter, Drake. You're the seventh best fighter.
Even though I didn't do anything.
Should we try fighting each other now?
Yeah, let's fight each other a bit, and then we'll be done with this.
Yeah, I think we're
very mediocre.
It is mediocre AF. Like, why would you ever choose to play Tough Enough when you could play Street Fighter 2? Like, and frankly, Street Fighter 2 is probably cheaper than Tough Enough because nobody bought this fucking game, you know? Like, I don't know. I should have looked up how much it costs on eBay. I guess we can do that literally right now. Oh, did you pick a guy already?
I did. I went with the generic.
You're going to be
dude, CEO
oh,
or
you can't,
whatever.
You cannot pick the same guy.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. I'll be Vorts. We haven't been Vorts yet. So
Tough E.
Oh, we can stage select too. Oh, who's Beans? Let's play Beans' level. Beans. I don't know. Beans sounds like a good guy. Here we go. You're going down.
Oh shit! Hang on. Oh, wait. I'm not fighting. I'm not even fighting you.
It's okay. That'll give me a chance to.
I was trying to find out. This game doesn't even fucking like show up.
What do you mean? Doesn't even show up. What are you trying to do? What do you
look up this game on Amazon?
Oh, on Amazon, yeah, on Amazon. I would like look on eBay or something, or spell the word tough properly and see what happens. I don't know, or call it Dead Dance. Dead Dance is also kind of a terrible name. Like Jalico really kind of dropped the ball in this game, but I guess you could say that about a lot of Jalico games. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like do moves. I don't.
I was trying to as well, but I can't.
I have to be close. Oh, time up. Oh,
but you won.
Yeah.
Because you have slightly more health.
Literally like one hit more.
Hang on. Like, don't fight me.
Okay. What are you trying to do? Figure out moves?
I'm just trying to figure out a move.
I got a move here. Here, who are you? You are
CEO.
You're CEO. Okay, here.
Like his move, I know when we were fighting against the computer, it looked like a Hadouken. I'm assuming it's the same.
Quarter circle forward plus punch is what this says. And a low punch will be slow and a high punch will be fast. It will collide with other projectiles as both will be destroyed in the process. Also try back, down, forward, punch. Also try charge forward for 1.5 seconds, back and high punch. Can you charge?
What?
I don't know. Is there a run button? I don't know. This game.
I don't know.
This game. Let the time run out.
We just let the time.
That's because we were like trying moves.
We were trying moves.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a perfect.
flawless victory. I'm surprised Shang Tsung doesn't fucking
do anything.
Pop up and say flawless victory. Here, let's do this frame by frame. Let's really see messed up.
Let's just start and get out of here.
Oh my God, this shit is crazy. Challenge again?
Okay,
oh,
yes.
Okay.
Let's challenge again.
Well, I wanted to do the time thing where we change it and
see
if something's called deathmatch or something.
But nothing's called deathmatch on here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I read. Maybe, I guess we're being the same guys again.
Beans. Towers Gate.
Like, who's Beans? I want to be Beans.
We never got to Beans.
Oh.
Because he's probably one of the first, like, one of the bosses, the other bosses.
What the fuck is this? Drake's got me trapped in the
Just
corner.
Got you trapped in the corner.
And then I
charge
you.
Shoulder
though.
Charge. That's the move that killed us both every
God.
Time.
Man, Drake really wrecked me that time. I didn't know. I didn't have any way to get out of that.
You.
Rising Buffalo, quarter circle forward, high punch, half circle forward, high punch in close, the muscle buster. Can I get close to you for a second?
Well, what does that even mean? Like quarter circle, is it
a quarter circle is up? No, is no, up? Down to forward is a quarter circle.
Or, yeah, down to forward is what I meant.
Yeah. And I don't know what high punch and okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see. All right. Hang on. I'm going to come at you. Hang on. Don't punch me once. Oh, wait. Let me just come at you for a minute. We're trying moves.
Come at me, bro.
That's not what I wanted to do, though. Quarter, half circle forward. This move list sucks. Hang on.
I know. None of the quarter circle things seem to be working for me.
Some of them are working for me, but I also wonder if like you need to not.
Oh, hey.
Well, how did you do it? How'd you do it?
Quarter circle.
Quarter punch. Circle punch. Yeah. The way but, you do it, you mean?
But I like... was doing it the whole time before, and it was never working. I don't know. I'd be like, I've been trying to, because it's a 2D fighter, I like to use the D-pad, but maybe the Switch D-pad just sucks for this.
I mean,
or something.
I'm using the Super Nintendo D-pad,
yeah,
and it
see,
still
I wish
sucks.
I had a...
I don't know.
Maybe this game is just possibly loosey-goosey with bad controls.
P2.
Here lies the loser.
Here lies the loser.
Because I think when I read was when you fight, story-wise at least, these are supposed to be fights to the death.
Fights to the death. Holy shit. I am probably ready to be done with Tough Enough.
Yeah,
I don't know
me
about
too.
You.
No, I've got a...
Yeah.
We've learned
We're,
enough about
we,
Tough Enough.
I think we have. What we've learned is that if you want to play Tough Enough, put in Street Fighter, and
yeah.
you will have a much better time. Or Street Fighter 2, or Super Street Fighter 2, or Street Fighter Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, or Super Street Fighter 2 Tournament Edition. Any Street Fighter will be better. Even Street Fighter 2010 is more fun than Tough Enough.
Or you know. Mortal Kombat.
Or Mortal Kombat. Like, the
it's
fighting
not Street,
game.
It's not like Street Fighter, but...
No. Well, Mortal Kombat is sort of like Street Fighter, but not really. Like, they're different, you know? Like,
no, they're very different.
Yeah, like, Mortal Kombat, you have to press a button to block. Street Fighter, you have to hold away.
Just hold back.
Yeah, you know? Like, I don't know. I really like Mortal Kombat 11. I don't know if you guys are fighting game fans out there, but... If you haven't played Mortal Kombat 11 and you like fighting games, give it a shot because it is fucking fun.
Yeah, I haven't played it.
I don't know. I really love the story. The story's so good. It's just it's so fun. You know, like they really did. That's the thing about Mortal Kombat. Like even from Mortal Kombat 1, they made it fun. It's always fun. Like the story's cool. Like the characters are fucking cool. You know, like. I do remember, like, in 1992 or whenever fucking Mortal Kombat came out, like, I do remember being like, well, who are these guys? Why do I care about these guys? But then all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, I've been Liu Kang 100 times and I love him. You know, like you just get attached to these characters.
Yeah, I always liked the characters.
I always did, too, I guess. But, like, I do remember being like, oh, well, who were, like... I don't know.
Who were the Street Fighter characters?
Well, I guess, but I don't know. Street Fighter just always seemed to be a thing, and Mortal Kombat seemed to, like, get jammed in my face.
They were a thing, like, at, like, the same time, I feel like.
They were. I don't know.
I mean, I
don't know what I'm talking about.
I was always Mortal Kombat growing up.
Me too. Like, always. Like, and I remember getting Mortal Kombat 1 for Christmas and going to my grandma's house for Christmas Day and my cousin being like, you're my older cousin, like quite like 6-7 years older than me, was like, your parents let you get Mortal Kombat? It's the bloodiest game of all time.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh,
look at this. Here's Beans.
Oh, there's Beans. Beans looks like a Dr. Seuss character.
Like, what the fuck is this guy?
He's got like a weird hairdo. Like, he's got a Cindy Lou Who hairdo, you
he
know?
He's
like,
got a Cindy Lou Who haircut.
I don't know.
Weird.
Anyway. Oh, God damn it. I keep opening up other windows. This is the episode with the most bonk.
With nothing happening.
All right. I think it's time for final shots for final thoughts.
Yes, indeed.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay. I feel sufficiently lubricated to give this game a a rating. Oh yeah, very look at Beans. Rating. Beans also, he's got a Cindy Lou Who haircut, and he's got like a twirly mustache. Like, I don't know, that was weird. Anyway, this game is weird as fuck. Jurek,
game is weird.
Jurek, how many Cindy Lou Who haircuts out of 10 do you give Tough Enough for the Super Nintendo?
Oof, I don't know. Not many.
No, I think I'm going to give it 2. I think, this game sucks.
I was going to give it a little more than that.
Were you going to be more generous? I'm not even going to be generous.
Challenge the Jade King?
Wait a minute. With the four champions, they headed off through the desolate land. Yeah, the Jade King is
Jade, not Jado.
I know, but he's the Jade King. Okay. His name is Jado. Okay. Jado Jado. I don't know. This game makes no sense.
Yeah, I was going to give it like a 4.
A 4. I'm going to give it a 2. I don't like this game. Like, I mean, I don't like this game either. It's fine. Like,
I mean, granted, I kind of figured I wouldn't like this game.
I also did. And we judged it completely harshly based on its title and based on its cover. And you know what? It's well deserved. Like,
yeah, it's also just there's nothing.
It's just garbage.
There's nothing good about it. Yeah. Like, nobody should choose to play this game with the plethora of actual
fighting
like
games.
Deep good fighting games there are out there.
Yeah.
Why anyone would choose this over Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat is beyond me. I mean, fuck, play Samurai Showdown 2.
Samurai Showdown is a way better game, you know? Like, it's an actual this is an actual fighting game, but it's a garbage fighting game. It's like it's trying to be Street Fighter and it's not. The problem is that it's painfully obvious that it's not Street Fighter. You know, like
it is. It's very much. That's probably my biggest gripe with it is that it's clearly trying to be Street Fighter 2, and it's not.
No, it's not at all. It is. It sucks. Tough Enough. Hard pass. Hard pass. Yep.
Can't recommend this game to anybody.
Nope.
To play.
Except for you should look up a picture of Beans.
Yeah, look up Beans. Dude is weird as shit.
He's weird as fuck. His mustache.
I mean,
it looks
like the way all of us would look if we lived in the year 2151.
I guess. It looks
that's
like
probably very in style at the time.
His mustache looks like in Dumb and Dumber when they've been riding on the motorcycle in the cold for too long and their boogers are like coming back.
The snot
icicles.
Yeah,
yeah, like that's what his mustache looks like. It's fucking, it's dumb.
It is dumb.
And it also is dumber. It's just
the worst. The four characters you play as, like the four characters you get to choose from are like, who are these guys?
They're lame. Like, I don't know.
They have no personality.
No, it's like one's green, one's red, one's blue, and one's yellow. Like that's the difference between them. You know, like I don't know.
One's a girl.
Yeah. Also, I did.
But she's different.
I read. So Zazie, I think it's Zazie and Sio. Is it Sio?
I don't know.
I don't know how to say it. I think it's Zazie and Sio are actually just their heads are different, and and that's it. I think their colors
are
different.
Their clothes
are different, but and their heads are different, but they have the same moveset.
Like they have the exact same body.
Yeah,
shape and everything.
They have the same body. They have the same moves. Even like it's just like they're the same thing. They just changed the head, basically. Like,
yeah, I believe it.
Like it's they didn't even. I don't know. There's only four characters. You couldn't make them all different. Like,
right?
Come on. Like this game is just like the epitome of lazy game making, you know. I don't know.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, they were
also.
You know, fighting games are popular now. Let's like get in on that.
Yeah, that seems like Jalico seems like a company that would do that. You know, like 100%. I don't know. There's companies that were like, oh, fighting games are popular right now. Let's make one, and then they made a good one.
Right.
You know. But there's, you know, like I would say, like, sure, it's not the most popular fighting game, but like Clay Fighter, you know, was like,
I loved Clay Fighter.
I know, but like, and yeah, it wasn't the most popular, but it was unique, you know, like yeah. there was cool characters, you know, each one was different and like, I don't know. They didn't just try and throw something together. They made a game.
Right. You got to have something different than the other ones. Right. Whereas this one does not try to have anything different.
Yeah. Yeah. This one, I don't know. Also, like, you know, Clay Fighter.
Even, what was it? Eternal Champions.
Eternal Champions. It's a great game.
It's a fine game.
It's a fine game because there's different fighters
there's
to choose
unique
from.
Characters.
And, yeah,
and
yeah.
Stuff. And they're all, you know, Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, another fine example. I just read a thing that they want to make a new Killer Instinct. And
they made one not too long ago.
No, but that was like basically Killer Instinct Gold just re-upped, you know, like remastered.
No, on like Xbox One or whatever, there's Killer Instinct.
There is?
Yeah.
Is it? But I think it's just Xbox, or I think it's just Killer Instinct Gold.
I don't think so. No? There's a whole new Killer Instinct game.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I need to get an Xbox, I guess. I'm not going to do that. But
it was like originally... It was they did a weird thing with it though, where it was like free to play with like five characters, and then to get any other characters
you had to
you
buy
had to, like, pay money and buy them or something, or you could pay, you know, $20 to get like them all or something.
I see. I would have paid the $20,
which is not bad, you know. I mean,
$20.
Like, okay,
do
you want all these characters? And it's all it does is add the characters, and you have a full game for like less.
It's
than
basically
the $60 asking price for most games.
Yeah, yeah, that's actually awesome.
I mean, I don't. $20 is just a random number I threw out, okay. But I think it was still not $60.
Well, I mean, if it's a free game and then I can pay $30 to get all the characters, I'll do it. You know, like sure. Like, if the rest of the game is free, like, you know, why not? I don't know.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was, yeah, it was definitely Killer Instinct.
Because
Microsoft, because Rare made Killer Instinct.
I know,
and
Microsoft
owns Rare.
But I thought that Killer Instinct that came out is just a sort of a remaster of a older Killer Instinct.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Anyways,
Drake, what did other people think about Tough Enough, or do we not know?
I mean, according to Wikipedia, reviewers
loved
it.
They loved it.
I don't know. Let's see. The game received positive reviews from Super NES Buyer's Guide. Whatever the fuck that is. Martin Alisi called Tough Enough one of the best Street Fighter II clones on the SNES, giving it a score of 81%.
I have a question. Who's Martin Alisi?
I don't know. Somebody who writes for a Super NES Buyer's Guide,
oh,
maybe?
Super NES Buyer's Guide. Yes.
I don't know. It's just like dropping people's names and being like, oh, this dude, Martin Alisi, and Howard Grossman, of course. You know, we all know Howard Grossman.
Ah, the old Howard Grossman.
He gave it 78%.
Of course he did. Yeah.
All the reviews are from publications that I have never heard of.
Yeah, okay. That seems to be right. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Jonathan Davies, who I'm pretty sure is the lead singer of Korn.
That is correct.
gave it a score of 78%, calling it a pretty good beat 'em up, but it's not a beat 'em up. It's a fighting game.
I didn't know that I wanted this, but I now want to listen to Jonathan Davies of Korn review video games. That is not something I knew I wanted, but now I want it so hard. Like, can we get that? How do we?
Something is above me.
Can we, like, JonathanDavies@gmail.com? That's got to be it, right? Like, I don't know. All right. I'm going to email him and see.
All right, yeah.
We'll see.
That's probably it. JonathanDavies@gmail.
You know what?
Or corn@gmail, but you got to make sure the R is backwards.
Is backwards. I know, which is really hard to type. It's very hard. I am going to, you know, I'm making it my mission right now, Drake. We're getting Jonathan Davies on this podcast.
Okay.
We're going to do it. He's going to be our first major celebrity
that
we've had
on.
I'm
sure that'll. Yeah.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
All right.
I feel like
you can't be doing this corn like.
Nah. I have no idea.
I mean, I like corn.
I don't either.
Feeling like a freak on a leash.
Good shit.
Feeling like I have no release.
Yes.
So
see, corn's already on this podcast. So Jonathan yeah. Davies must
Adidas?
Be
Adidas. All day I dream about sex.
God. I'm going to be honest. I was never super into Korn as a young lad.
I liked Korn for,
you know, I liked him
for a hot minute.
I liked him because it was like, if you listen to Korn, you were a tough guy, you know, like, you were toughy. you might've been tough enough. Yeah. I don't know. Not a tough guy, but you know, you were like a cool kid.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway. God, what fucking child hierarchies is so weird.
Yeah.
Like none of that shit matters as soon as you like turn 18.
I know.
You know,
the things you worry about when you're in junior high and high school. Yeah. And then you like even just getting to college, it's like, oh, none of this shit matters.
Right. Like the big I don't know. I could go on and on. Anyways.
If you stack two lasagnas, it's one lasagna.
It's one fucking lasagna. That's
Asta lasagna. Don't get any on
you. Don't get any on you. You know it. Fucking Emilio Estevez laying down
Emilio.
I cannot wait for this new Mighty Ducks.
I can't wait for the new Mighty Ducks show.
I don't know, revelers. Like, revelers who live in other parts of the country, can you tell us if the Mighty Ducks was, like, as big as it was here in Minnesota? Like, because it was filmed in Minnesota and, like, my cousins are in the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, like Mighty Ducks is our thing.
Yeah, that's like our thing. And like, so like we, like obviously it was huge and, but like, I don't know if that's the case around the country.
I think it is.
I like, think
it,
so too.
It was still a big movie. If you're our age, you watch
the
Mighty Ducks and you love the Mighty
yeah,
Ducks.
Yeah. And like, I'm stoked as fuck for this Disney Plus series.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. I can't wait for Bombay to be laying down the law.
Damn right. Fucking he's got to make his own team to take down the Ducks.
Take the fall. Act hurt. Get indignant. That's like my favorite fucking segment of the Mighty Ducks.
He fucking tries to get them to Eddie Guerrero. That
he
shit.
Does cheat to win.
To win.
Oh, my God. I love it so much. Anyway, let's get off the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, so now we've been rambling for so long. We're
Jurek. Did I ask you if they could tweet you? Did I do?
Did not yet.
No,
you can.
Jurek,
you can find me.
Yeah.
Yes.
If the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Tough Enough, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled AKTIRAK.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt. And early is spelled EARLEY, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We'd love to hear from you. I don't know. That's all. We'd love to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts on literally anything. Give us some discussion questions. Just contact us.
Yep.
Also, I need to give a shout out to Rob. Rob C., who lives in Malaysia but is from Australia.
Oh, yes.
Rob, you've emailed us several times, and we're fucking terrible at email, even though we tell us to do it all the time.
It's probably why people don't contact us.
I know. It's because we don't respond. But Rob, I know you've responded and I want to respond and I want to communicate with you. We just suck at this. So, I just want you to know that, Rob, because like, I feel like it's still going to be a couple months before I actually respond to the email. So
yeah, I'll respond.
Okay. Jerry can respond.
I'll hit you up, Rob.
Yeah. Anyway, also, I want to give a shout out to I'm going to do some shout outs right now. I want to give a shout out to Brandon of the We Like What We Like Network. I want to give him
boy.
He's our boy. He's also been playing Donkey Kong Country 2 and loving it.
It's a fantastic choice and a fantastic game. Good call, Brandon. And
hard
we
disagree.
Can move on. No, we can move
hard
on.
Hard disagree, but all right. I just wanted to give a shout out to Brandon.
I'll fight you to the end of time on this.
Yeah, I know. I know. Also, I want to give a shout out to D-Train, who also listens, and I don't know. I just wanted to give a shout out to him. I also want to give a shout out, the final one, to our producer, Nathan, who I haven't seen in a while and Jurek hasn't seen in a while. Yep. And we miss you, bro. And someday this pandemic will be over and we can hang out again. just wanted to shout that out there.
For sure. Yeah, we miss you. We love you, Nathan.
Yeah. You know, this show is struggling hard without our producer. So,
it's true.
Yeah.
It was so much easier when we had a question that we needed to look up if we could just like
and
ask
Nate could just fucking do it. Yeah.
He just looked it up and gave us an answer. And now I got to like interrupt the show by pulling out my phone and looking at looking shit up.
That's why we've had so many of these noises. Nope. Just kidding. I can't even make the noise. That noise is because
what noise? I didn't hear shit.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, maybe it didn't actually get recorded even. Let me try it again and just
oh,
see.
Oh, God. This is good radio.
Yeah, it's terrible radio. Anyway, it may or may not have been recorded. It's going boom, 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 boom. It's like the noise that on a Mac when you click on something that you can't click on.
Oh, I don't know that noise because I don't use Macs. So.
Nah, well, okay. Anyway, I think that's about it for all this right. week. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I sure do. Until next week, game on, punks.
Haha, game on, punks.
I don't think anyone's tough enough,
no
to
one.
Be fair, to beat this game.
Agreed.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
I think it's not asking you, hey, punks, are you tough enough to like beat me? It's like, hey, punks, are you tough enough to deal with this shitty game and play through to the end?